My name is Paddy Bush, and I'm a poet who writes in both Irish and English. I've been enchanted by the landscape of Evrah and South Kerry since I moved here more than 50 years ago. One of my favourite vantage points in my part of Kerry is above the pass of Cumichiste between Waterville and Cardaniel on the Ring of Kerry. 200 feet below, you can see the tourists, buses and cars snaking around the twists and turns of the road with programmed stops to photograph the sea and land panorama that stretches from the Beara Peninsula to the south to Skellig Mhí Chathair, na Blascaeilge and the Corcuigine Peninsula to the west. All of it sometimes a magical blue shimmer. You can follow another road, the Old Butter Road, which catered only for pedestrians, pack horses and personal horses for those who could afford them. You can see the same spectacular views as the tourists below, with only the odd booted and rucksacked hiker for company. For me, a real vantage point is one that also offers perspectives on things like belief, myth, history, and sometimes indeed on time itself. And that's why I usually admire the view with my back up against a Bronze Age wedge tomb. Impressive in itself, a huge capstone standing on upright straight slabs. It is sited near a ridge marking a natural territorial division and also along a natural pedestrian route through these hills. Importantly, it has a view of Bull Rock to the south, the island that was the pre-Christian afterworld. So I lean against a prehistorical burial monument, a territorial marker, and a signpost towards the afterlife. And I also often think of one of the founding figures of modern Ireland, whose home at Derrynane lies in the sheltering woods below. In 1828, 10 years before the road below existed, Daniel O'Connell won the Clare election, becoming the first Catholic to take a seat in Westminster. Catholic emancipation followed a year later. When O'Connell came home to Derrynane in the summer of 1828, he was met at this wedge tomb by the Cuswinter, the ordinary people he represented. Men, women and children streamed up from townlands such as Cumhachlaucán, Derrynane, and Fearnsíoireacht, Anrinín, Tower, and over the hill behind from Nahinchí, Ordcairach, Cum na Horna, and Glaunmore, and many more. I imagine O'Connell addressing them from atop this monument in celebration and hope. That celebration and hope survives today in a song, Donal Bean O'Connell Queen, that was composed for that triumphant homecoming by O'Connell's neighbour, Tomás Rua O'Sullivan, who was known to dance an accompanying rhythm for his songs. When I continue my walks, accompanied now by the shades of O'Connell's Cuswinter, I hear that song of hope, those celebratory steps on the capstone of the tomb.